Get ready for VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange, brought to you by Impact Ministries Worldwide on Impact Radio. And now, VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Thank you for joining us today on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are so excited for all of you who have joined with us from Prayer 24/7 365 and those of you who are getting into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and Impact Radio. We're just excited because we know that we're going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those who need it. And we are excited that you have chosen to be a part. Don't forget to check us out online at www.impactmw.org. And you can always log into the broadcast by clicking Impact Radio on the link on the side. Again, that's impactministriesworldwide.org or impactmw.org. Click on the link that says Impact Radio, and it will get you right into the broadcast. And now we're going to go ahead and get started in prayer today. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are excited for all of you who have joined with us today, and we look forward to getting an awesome word from the Lord. But before we get started, we're going to go ahead and pause for a station identification and to let you hear the impact announcement so you know whatever we have planned for the week. And when we come back, the next voice you'll hear is Pastor Jeff Merton, right here on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Currently, the weekly scheduled events and activities for Impact Ministries Worldwide and Impact Worship Centers are as follows. Please note that all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Worship starts at 7 and the Word at 7:30. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, the official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy community. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray and meditate each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, please visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 30-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit forming. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for VIBE, our Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Come and learn with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 30 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on PROS, the PROS radio show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Remember, you can also call into our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible services, and prayer services on our toll-free number, 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785, and press pound to be connected to a live service in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio.
Right. Thank you, Pastor Patience, and it's really great to be here once again. Pastor Jeff, welcome you aboard for another edition of VIBE, the Valued Interaction in Business Exchange. Welcome along. If you're listening in today, great to have you. We've been looking into all sorts of different aspects of being in leadership, being an entrepreneur, being somebody who is developing others, all the aspects that are involved in leading and creating and being innovative in this day and age. And we bring it all from a godly perspective, from a kingdom perspective, and we're looking really for all of us to succeed more and more in the things that God's called us into, in the area of leadership, in the area of business. And all the principles that we bring are from the Word of God. They are eternal principles. They're principles that can be applied across the board, whether you're in ministry, whether you're in business. And we're very excited at what God has been doing over these past few weeks, how he's changing us, how he's transforming us, how he's building us. And we've been majoring a lot on developing, how we develop ourselves in our leadership, our own personal development, the things we need to focus on, the things we need to strengthen, things we need to take note of. We've been looking at leading like Jesus, looking at Jesus as our mentor, as our model, to pick up leadership. He's the greatest leader. We can learn everything from him, and we spent a number of weeks looking at that. We've been looking at change, looking at adding value to others. Last week, we picked up on integrity, how we maintain that one-over-one-ness, that we're the same wherever we go, so that people around us will have trust in us, will see that integrity in our character, in our decision-making, in our lifestyle. And when we're like that, wherever we go, we take the kingdom of God with us, and people trust. And when we build trust, people will follow, and people will hear the message that you have to say, and they will respect it. So that's so important when we're leading, especially when a lot of that has been eroded in our society right now. Trust is a thing that, you know, not a lot of people have it. And so if we're someone who can stand and maintain our word, is our bond, our yes is our yes and our no is our no, that is so key for you in developing your business. Developing yourself will help develop your business or your ministry in the years to come. So let me pray and then we'll jump right on in. Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity to share with fellow leaders and business people in the world today who are listening. Thank you once again for each one who's available to be in the earshot of what's happening right now. We pray, Lord, that this will be encouraging. Pray, God, that you will take the good things and plant good seed into good soil, that we will all develop and become more and more of the people that you're calling us to be. So we thank you once again and pray for your anointing on this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're talking today, we're going to look at self-esteem, a right self-esteem. I've given a definition here, so if you'd like to jump on the notes here on newversion.com, you can go to Impact Ministries Worldwide, and you'll find a selection of notes and also the scripture verses that we'll be reading. So you can follow along there, or you can go back and read it over and add your own notes. So that's a tool that's available, so jump on board there. Okay, self-esteem. We actually want to live as people with a godly self-esteem. And I just want to share a few points that God's been putting on my heart. So I really think these are key points for us in any form of leadership, that we actually develop these areas and understand these areas. Constantly, God is bringing me back to the fact of who I am, constantly bringing me back to the point of saying, okay, who did I create you to be? Who are you from a God perspective, not from a man perspective or from my own perspective? And so self-esteem, I want to major it and focus it really more on a godly self-esteem. So it's how God views you, not how you view yourself. So we're going to jump on into the Word of God and look at a few definitions. Self-esteem is a favorable, commendable, promising, suitable opinion of ourselves. Okay, I'll say it again. Self-esteem is a favorable, a commendable, a promising, and a suitable opinion of ourselves. So it's something that's a positive thing. It's promising. It's suitable. It's realistic. It's a realistic opinion of who we are. It's, you know, it's not based in any inflated ego. It's not based on the other side on a kind of a downtrodden image of that we're somehow a maggot or a worm, and you know, we're only just about worthy to crawl around the planet Earth. You know, these are wrong views. They're not perspective self-esteem. They've probably been formed by damage, and a lot of us grow up with different aspects of from our parents, from our peers, from our siblings, from society in general, and kind of tries to create a picture of who we are. So our esteem is built by others. And I want to just say today, let God Let God speak into your esteem and let it be who he says you are. When you take hold of that, you'll walk with a right, a favorable, a commendable, and a promising, suitable opinion of yourself. And that's so important when you're leading. You know who you are. When you know who you are, others will know who you are, and they will follow. You will not be shaken by the storms and the winds that come against us, because they will surely come. They definitely come. And in leadership, sometimes you're out there on your own. As much as we want people around us, when you're given a pioneering spirit, when you're given that entrepreneurial edge and gifting, you often have to step out where others don't see it. You see things others don't see. That's part of the vision, and you have to step out. And you've got to be secure in who you are and who you are in God when you step out, because others might not see what you see, and you could get some negative response. You get some kind of downplay words. You get those who don't really want to come with you. And if you're not strong in who you are, that can kind of destroy you. So we're going to look at a few of these areas today about self-esteem. We're going to pick up on some of the scriptures that really define who we are. And then we're going to follow up right at the end with just a few little thoughts that I added on. So I hope this is helpful. Let's jump into Romans 12, verse 3. For by the grace, the unmerited favor of God given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. Now let's just pick up on a few points here. For by the grace, the unmerited favor of God, that incredible grace that God pours out, it's that power. Grace is a power. It's a favor. Favor that gives us access to the power of God, which enables us to live a life of godliness. And it's that incredible favor and connection into power. Grace is a great study. If you can never study it, go look at that. But we walk in that favor of God, God's power, God's favor given to you. Yeah? For you to walk to the area and the amount of ability, the degree, it says here, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. So you're apportioned a measure of faith, a degree, and you can grow in that. We're told we go from faith to faith. So we exercise and stretch that faith muscle. We begin to move out in it. But the fact is, we're given this so that we have an opinion of ourselves which is proportionate to that degree. And it's also realistic. So I want to just re-emphasize today, don't think of yourself too important. That's not self-esteem. That's called superiority. What it does, it inflates your own ego and it inflates yourself higher and greater than you are. Often people with a low self-esteem who actually feel unworthy try and inflate an exterior kind of projection that they are more than they really are to help lift up their self-esteem. We don't want to be people like that in leadership. We don't want to be people like that in this day and age when the churches are truly expanding. The church and the kingdom are expanding rapidly. They are accelerating in these coming years. We need people who are confident and sure of who they are. They know that I can do this, but I can't do that. So I want to encourage some of you today, if you're listening, you know, let go of some of the things you think you need to prove you have to do. Do the things that you know you do, and do them to the best of your ability. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Because God has equipped you to go and do that and leave the other part to someone else that God has equipped. When we are settled and secure in that, we're walking in that godly self-esteem. So let's not elevate ourselves too high. Let's look at another scripture in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship. Let the word of God just speak into you today. You, I'm going to put a you in there. You are God's own handiwork, his workmanship. You're recreated in Christ Jesus. You're born anew, born again, that you may do those good works which God predestined. He planned beforehand for you, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that you should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for you to live. Isn't that great? God has already foreordained a pathway. He knew who you were when he created you. He created you to do good works, works that will last, works that will make a difference, works that will fully satisfy you. They're made to fit who you are. Yeah, you haven't got to go out and be who you are not. When you walk in who you are, you're walking in that security and that place of esteem that says, I know I am, and I'm comfortable with that. See, our world, we get bombarded, and I'm so aware of this over the past 20, 30 years. We're bombarded with images and projections of how people should be. Facial images, visual images, intelligence images. You know, we have to be like this. We have to be like this in order to succeed. The advertising world is bombarded very cleverly and subtly that you have to be a certain way, even in the form of leadership. We have to be a certain character. You have to be a certain personality. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way to succeed. We're given that model. It's a worldly model. And then people try and perform to that model, which is outside of who they really are. God, let me speak this out today prophetically. God is going to use you where you are, right now, the way he created you to be. He has a plan and a destiny for you to function in you, exactly the way you're made. That is your esteem, your God-centered esteem. I am who I am by the grace of God, and I am going to be the best me that I can be in all of that. That's a word I want to say to you today and encourage you in your leadership, in your ministry, that you're going to be who you are. It's not going to be the same as your neighbor. Hallelujah. Can you imagine 100 yous wandering around? I often think about that. You know, 100 me's walking around. I might agree all the time with me, but we wouldn't get very much achieved. We'd be so narrow. We need each other. We need the giftings. We need the uniqueness. So don't think of yourself too superior. And don't think of yourself too inferior. Think of yourself in reality of who you are and know that God made you and he's got work destined for you to walk in 2012 and beyond. These are going to be the best years yet. The best is yet to come for the church, for your ministry, and for your business. As you lay hold of God, lay hold of who you are and begin to walk in it. Take hold of it with both hands. And say, yeah, I know who I am, and I am going to move in that today and tomorrow and this year and next year. And I am not ashamed of who God has called me to be. Hallelujah. Self-esteem, that favorable, promising, suitable opinion of ourselves. Okay, let's look at note two. Jump on into another scripture. Just want to reemphasize this. These are great verses you can go back and meditate on and reflect upon. I just want to reinforce once again, you are created by God. So much. It was a salt on the creation, the incredible image of God that we are created. And we get so much being taught to our young people and so much coming out that we somehow evolved. We're an accident. We evolved from nothing into something. And we're not even meant to be here and we'll just fizzle out and disappear. That is so unbiblical, unscriptural and untrue. Let me state once again, you are created by God. Let's listen to Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16. This is a message so many people need to get a hold of and understand. For you did form my inward parts. This is God. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful. And for the awesome wonder of my birth, wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as embroidered with various colors in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. You were formed, your innermost parts were formed, were never hidden from God. He knew what he was doing when he made you. Hallelujah. He had not made a mistake when he created you. Isn't that awesome? We've got to understand and know that for our esteem to be so anchored. The fact that the creator of the universe, the one who holds all things together, the very one who put the stars in place, the one who formed the trees to just sprout out of the ground and the leaves to grow beautifully on them. I'm looking out at trees right now here in Texas on this beautiful sunny day. We're coming live from Texas today, and it's a beautiful day. And I'm looking at God's creation right in front of me, and you may even be able to hear the birds in the background because it's a beautiful day here. God created all of this, and with even greater splendor, He created you. You are so beautifully and wonderfully made. Receive that today. Receive that into the core of your being. God praised you, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image, unique and special and created. And that is where our esteem is anchored. It's not anchored in the world's opinion. It's not anchored in others' opinions. It's not anchored in our parents' words or opinions. It's anchored in who God said you are. Hallelujah. That is so freeing and liberating. Be free today, my brother and my sister. Be free today, leader. Be free today, entrepreneur. Be free today to know that God created you. He formed and fashioned you, and He's put the works for you to do ahead of time. And you can walk in them, and they fit you perfectly. They fit you. They're ready-made, like a hand going into a glove is you going into the works God has prepared for you. It's a great fit, and you will flow in it, and it will be wonderful. Your esteem is not built on what you do, but your esteem is built on the fact that you are God's created child. That's where we anchor. Then everything we do comes from that place. Everything. We're human beings first, not human doings. You're a being created in the image of God for those incredible works, and our esteem is anchored in that. Oh, let the word of God rush over you again today. Let it fill you again today. Let it anchor you once again in your absolute value in the kingdom of God, and your value in what you are doing and what you are leading and in the ministry. I just pray. I'm going to pray. I just feel prompted right now. I break off every word that has been spoken over anyone who's listening today. Words of negativity, words of discouragement, words of inferiority, words of tear down. I break their power in Jesus' name today, and I pray that the words of life from our Creator God will speak into your heart. You are beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made. You are doing a great job in being you. You are doing an amazing job in walking into the works that God has prepared for you. I speak the words of life over you today. I break off every negativity that has ever come upon you. I break it now, and I speak your esteem into life because it's anchored in God. God put you together. Creator God made you and formed you and fashioned you, and He knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. He has a destiny for you, and He has a perfect plan that fits you. It fits your body frame. It fits the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think. God decided it. The enemy is trying to disrupt it, but we break that today in Jesus' name. Speak life over your leadership, life over your ministry. I speak life. I speak God's opinion of you into you today. Amen. I want to look at one other thing. Some statements, really, that we can just probably reflect on regarding the environment that we live in and how we learn to be what we live with. You know, we learn to be what we live with. So if we've lived with certain diversities, we learn to live in that, and we begin to allow that to shape us and mold us. So when we live in an environment of the kingdom of God, when we live in a kingdom environment with kingdom words, kingdom atmosphere, Spirit of God is present, uplifting, encouraging, those kind of environments, we will flourish. So I pray that you can create that environment. Be a thermostat today in your ministry area, in your work area, wherever you find yourself. Begin to realize you're not a thermometer. You're not just reading the temperature, but you're a thermostat. You're going to set it. With the power of God that is in you, you can set the temperature. Speak out a word of life to one of your work colleagues. Speak out a word of life to your boss. Go encourage someone sitting next to you right now. Go and tell them what a great job they're doing and how so much you appreciate them. Begin to be a change agent, Begin to move out in God, who God created you to be, and watch that environment change and watch the kingdom of God come flooding into your environment. We learn to be what we live with, so let's change that environment. Here are a few statements I just want to close with. If we live with criticism, we learn to condemn. Some of you may have just lived a life of criticism, been criticized, never been good enough, never going to achieve anything. Never, never, never. You've lived with the nevers and the nots. So I just want to speak those things out today. Because what happens is if you lived in that environment, you learn to condemn. If you live with hostility, we live in a hostile environment, we learn to fight. Some of you have had to fight. You've had to fight for your positions. You've had to fight. Well, let me tell you, the fight no longer needs to take place. You can let go and let God shape you and form you, and you will walk in that place. We're going to pray right at the end just for healing in these areas. If we live with shame, we learn to be guilty. You may have been shamed so much as you're growing up, shamed about different aspects, and then you learn to live with guilt. You're full of shame and you feel guilty. We're going to pray about that today. If we live with tolerance, we learn to be patient. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and we certainly need a whole lot more of that in the rush world that we're in the instant gratification. We need to learn to be patient, to wait on the Lord. For some of you leading your businesses and ministries, understand you may be in a time of waiting, to wait patiently on the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Faith and patience, you will see the promise. And so let's learn to be patient. If we live with encouragement, we learn to be confident. Isn't that great? If we live with encouragement, we learn to be confident. So let's be encouragers. Let's be people who can create that encouraging environment so that people around us will grow in confidence. And let others speak that into you today, that you can be encouraged in who you are, that your confidence will grow. If we live with security, we learn to have faith. Security is not in the things of this world, but security is in the fact that we're made in the image of God. Security is in the fact that when we are born again, we have an eternal inheritance. We have a kingdom lifestyle beginning now, which will go on into eternity and eternity forever and ever and ever. We have an absolute security in our Creator God. We are not, you know, death is merely passing away out of this mortal place, and we go on to be in another place. Let's be secure in our faith, and we will learn to have more faith. Secure in our God. If we live with approval, we learn to like ourselves. That's the last one I'm going to close with. If we live with approval, we learn to like ourselves. Not many of us get much approval. Certainly in the generations that I grew up with, it was more of a fight, 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 and you didn't get much approval. You kind of had to prove it by doing or being. But I want to speak approval. God approves of you. He made you. He formed you. He loves you, and He knows who you are. So receive His approval today. You won't always get it from mankind, unfortunately, because they're wounded. Wounded people only end up wounding other people. But our God never changes. He approves of you. He created you. He knows exactly who you are. He knows every hair on your head. He knows what destiny He has for you, and He loves you. And His plan will come to pass. It will be yes and amen. And when you live in that approval of God, you like yourself. Yes, I like what God made. That's a whole big topic we could talk about. I'm just touching it today as I close. When we live with that approval, we learn to like ourselves. I want to speak that out to you. Begin to like yourself today. Like your leadership style. Like your ministry partners. Like the creative thinking that God has given you. Like the way you think and do things. Like the way you present uniquely you. Like those things because God made it. God made it. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to share. I thank you for everyone who's within earshot or is listening to this right now, whether it be live or whether it be through the internet or through the radio. I thank you. and for their attendance today. I thank you for your words of life. I thank you, Lord, that we can live in a place of reality, that our esteem is built on you. We have a favorable, commendable, promising, amazing, suitable opinion of ourselves as you have defined it, God. Thank you that you created each one of us for those amazing works to do in advance. Thank you that as we learn to live in an environment of the kingdom of God, we will truly learn to be confident and learn to be at peace, love, joy, and peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. These traits will become more and more in our businesses, in our ministries, in our lives. They will be so attractive. People will be attracted to what they see. They'll be attracted to Jesus in us. Thank you for the unique gifts that you put together, Lord. And I pray that those gifts who are listening today will indeed flourish once more. The seeds of truth will be in there, and we will walk with a right esteem opinion of who we are today. And it will truly encourage and empower our leadership and our ministry to do greater and better things for the kingdom of God this year. Even today, let it begin. So, Father, I thank you for everyone who's in need right now. I thank you for those who've had to live with shame, those who've lived with insecurity or hostility and criticism. I pray healing will flow today, God. You'll speak your word of life into them, how much you love them, how much you will encourage them through your word. Healing will flow, God, and they will truly stand up and know that there is liberty and freedom. You'll break off those things of the past, and God, they will walk in the newness of life today and move on into the destiny that you have for them. Thank you, Father. Continue to do your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.